is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We've wandered over to NPR's Performance Studio 4A, and we have a treat for you, a living legend, blues man Lonnie Brooks. Brooks grew up in Dubuisson, Louisiana, listening to Cajun music and his grandfather picking the banjo. Later, he moved to Texas, where he teamed up with Clifton Chenier, one of the godfathers of Zydeco. His career took another turn when he met up with singer Sam Cooke. That's a name some of you might know. And together, they moved to Chicago, and that's where his career really took off. Over the next few decades, he made a number of acclaimed albums and even made an appearance in the movie Blues Brothers 2000. He's here with us in Studio 4A now, along with his son, Wayne Brooks, who's also an accomplished blues musician in his own right. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, you.
Very cool.
Now, of course, the writers, music writers, always use a lot of different terms to describe your sound, but how do you describe it?
I don't know myself. I just play what I feel.
I've heard this term swamp pop. How do you like that?
Well, because, you know, I'm from Louisiana, and they got a lot of swamps out there, that's the way you say it, with alligators and things like that. And so a lot of people live out there. Most of those people, you know, been listening to Zydeco music, you know, and that's where I came from. That's what I heard first, you know, and then it was country after that, and then blues.
Would you like to play something for us? What would you like to play first?
Feel Good.
All right.
Doing bad.
Feel good. Well, that suits where I am right now.
I hope I can remember it Wayne, you got to show me how we started this last night.
You got to count, Daddy.
I got to count?
Yep.
Okay. One, a two, a one, two, three, four. Feel good doing right, but I feel much better doing wrong. But I feel much better doing wrong. You know I drink and I gamble, stay out all night long. I go to the racetrack in the daytime, I go to the casino late at night. When I win a pocket full of money, y'all, make me feel all right. It feel good doing right, but it feel better doing wrong. I drink and I gamble, stay out all night long. To church Sunday morning, my preacher say I was doing what's right, but he didn't know that I felt better when I was out Saturday night. Feel good doing right, but I feel much better doing wrong. You know I drink and I gamble, stay out all night long.
That was Lonnie Brooks along with his son Wayne Brooks. And speaking of the blues, I mean, you know all of the other legends, you know, B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy. Do you think that our generation, Wayne's generation, you think we still get it? You think we still get the blues?
Yeah, everybody got the blues. If you can't get your food on time, you got the blues. You don't get your paycheck on time, you got the blues. That's what it's all about. You get yours, you ain't worried, huh?
Well, you step light now, because we got something going on here we don't need to talk about.
All right, well, I mean, see, that's the blues. You know,
true.
It's when things don't happen right for you, you get angry, you get mad with somebody or something like that. That's blues.
Wayne, what do you think?
I think that a lot of, yeah, of course, everybody get the blues or sad, but I don't think they know exactly what it is. In Dad's generation, they would call it the blue. You blue, man. You know, as far as my generation, a lot of them don't listen to blues. They listen to rap, R&B, soul, you know, the usual. That's what's on the radio. And I believe that that's one of the main reasons why a lot of young people don't listen to blues or understand blues is because it's not being played.
You and your brother, Ronnie Baker Brooks, are both in the business. Why do you think you still love this music? So many people your age are, as you said, more into rap or hip hop.
Mainly because I was born around it, you know, listening to Dad's records, you know, Albert King, Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters. And I would watch him, you know, write songs, and we would help him write songs. You know, he would have me on boxes and spoons, you know, playing the beat, and Ronnie would play the bass line on the guitar, and he'd stay right there, don't move, keep it right there. And I remember that I was like 6 years old, and I think that was a major impact.
I wanted to ask about Sam Cooke. I mentioned that you teamed up with Sam Cooke. Do you think you influenced his sound, or do you think he influenced your sound?
I don't think. I wish he had did something with mine, because he was already there. I was trying to get there.
Mm. But there's a legendary rendition of Sweet Home Chicago that a lot of people still associate with you.
Yeah. Well, I just got lucky, and I wrote a song about it. I got lucky last night.
Wayne, cover your ears.
Oh, that ain't what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
So, do you want to play Sweet Home Chicago for us? How do you feel about it?
Yes, yeah. I can play it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all helping. Come on. Bring it down, Wayne. I can't hear him out there. Come on.
Baby, don't you want to go?
Back to that same old place where?
Sweet home, Chicago.
Come on.
go. Come on, baby, do you want to go back to that same old place, sweet home Chicago?
That was Lonnie Brooks along with his son Wayne Brooks with a little help from our audience in Studio 4A playing Sweet Home Chicago. Lonnie, are you still writing?
Yes.
Still writing songs?
Yeah.
What's on your mind these days?
You don't want to know.
I do.
No, you don't.
Unless you're mad at me, but other than that,
no, I'm not mad. I'm not mad with you. No, I'm just no, I mean, well, you know, right now I'm in a kind of a period of being an old man. And I'm not comfortable with it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, I should be happy that I lived this long. I'm 75 years old and ain't had enough of nothing.
All right. Okay, all right. That's all right.
You know.
All right.
You know, so I know where your mind is going, but it's not that. When I sit up, I would like to have a big house like B.B. King or Buddy Guy. Or had that kind of money in my pocket, you know. So that's when I said enough or nothing that I want, you know.
I hear you.
But, you know, I should be thankful to live. I think, you know, anybody that passed from, like, blues players, anybody passed 60 or 70, he's doing good.
Right. Well, thank you for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Stopping in on us. Do you feel like playing one more song for us?
Sure.
What you want to play?
Inflation.
Inflation. Okay. Lonnie Brooks is a legendary blues singer. He's performing here with us in Studio 4A. He's currently on tour this summer with his band, and he was here with his son and fellow blues man, Wayne Brooks. Gentlemen, we thank you so much for stopping in to see us, to see a video of Lonnie Brooks' performance here at NPR and listen to more studio sessions by a wide variety of musical artists. Please check out our website, log on to npr.org, and click on Tell Me More. Lonnie Brooks, Wayne Brooks, thank you so much. Inflation, here it is.
I remember when the days was good. I used to own a Cadillac. But gas got so high, I had to give it back. Cause inflation ain't it getting worse every day. I looked for a job so long, I wore out my last pair of shoes. Cause inflation done give me the blues.